I got a call from Stephen Orr, the fundraiser at Coventry Cathedral. Is there a way you think that the charity you work for, World Monuments Fund Britain, do you think we might be able to work together? It quickly became clear that the needs of Coventry were becoming ever greater.
We'll start then with the news that the ruins of Coventry Cathedral have been placed on a list of the most endangered historic sites in the world. Over the past few weeks, we've been hearing about the battle to raise money to stop the ruins from crumbling.
Very quickly, the scaffolding went up, hoarding went up, and another bill was presented to the cathedral. Now, Stephen explained that the cathedral was really only formed in 1918, so they don't have medieval estates to trade on. There's very little income. But then he said, do you know about the stained glass from St. Michael's? And I thought, well, yeah, I've seen it. It's in the windows. It's shattered. And he said, no, it was salvaged. The best of the glass was all salvaged a year before it was bombed, and it's in the crypt.
My name is Mike Stansby, and I've been involved in the cathedral in one way or another for 25 years. In 2004, I opened a number of boxes just to see what the state of affairs was. The glass was stored on sheets of plain glass, stacked with sheets of foam laid between the layers of glass. Disappointing to find that because of the way the glass was stored in the past, there are a lot of the pieces have been broken. There are 135 trays, I think, or in the 130s anyway. I say, some of them containing intact panels, but the majority have had all the lead removed and they're lying as individual fragments. There's still a vast amount of glass which remains. The problem is that the glass is out of public view. But we hope we might be able to ultimately produce at least a few of the original pictures in the early 1500s. A lot of them are so individual that, it seems quite possible that they're representing people that, in the city that he knew well at the time that he was producing his work. The fact that material which was produced all those years ago, which normally is distanced, is actually here, right in front of you.
What I saw when I walked into the crypt of the new cathedral to see the glass was the faces of medieval Coventry 600 years ago just greeted you. There was a medieval encyclopedia, slide another one out. There were birds, a furious-looking chaffinch, stars, words, shields, and the coats of arms of those merchants who had helped to pay for St. Michael's. You saw some of the exceptional craft which was invested in Coventry when it was at its peak. The best of it's by John Thornton of Coventry, the best stained glass maker of the early 15th century. His work's in Great Malvern, it's in Newark, in Nottinghamshire, it's in York, but his early work is all in Coventry. We launched the campaign. We need, in the first stage, £1 million. It'll probably take just over two in all. But we want to recover the crypts that survive beneath St. Michael's. If we can uncover that, join them together, we then have this medieval resource, a sequence of spaces which have the power to tell people the story of Coventry. Within those crypts, we may be able to show the cleaned and repaired glass of John Thornton. And let's make what was rubble something that sings again and has a future and helps the cathedral to pay its way and invest in itself. If we can do that, then it'll be a job well done.